Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience Is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, everybody? How are you doing? I hope everyone is doing well and you're doing amazing. So you guys know what's up. Come on in the room. Come on in the room and go ahead and grab you something to drink. Get you some coffee, some tea, some lemonade, some iced tea, some champagne, some wine, whatever floats your boat, sugar. I don't care. And just come on in our room. Have a sit down. Yes, prop your feet up, get your favorite blankie or throw or your favorite pillow, right? And just go ahead and take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Hey, 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 what's up, my beautiful resilience family? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing amazing and you're doing well and that you are just chilling. You're chillaxing, you're chilling. You're just enjoying the day. You're enjoying the afternoon. I don't know what day or time that you are listening to me, but, you know, you're probably taking a break from work and lunch break, or you're just getting off from work, or you didn't work at all. You work from home. And you just had a busy day at home and, you know, cleaning up the house and picking up your kids from school or taking them to practice or something like that. Or you at practice and you just chilling in your car and you just taking a moment and say, let me listen to my girl. Okay. Right. Either way, I hope that you are doing well. Right. I want to continue on talking about the series that I had started called Life. Yeah. Cause life be life, man. And I had just wanted to, just share some nuggets in the series and to, you know, just have you go down memory lane on your life, you know, and just reflect on certain things about your life that you wish things would have been told to you, wish you had a different guidance or what have you. And it's not bad or anything. It's a mixture of everything of life. You know what I mean? Because we all had some good seasons. We had some difficult seasons. We had some traumatic seasons. But through it all, we made it, right? We made it. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we reflect on our life and, you know, we laugh about it. We may cry about it. We may get upset about it, right? And we just start thinking about, oh man, how I wish things would be different. How I wish people would have been more supportive, or how I wished I should have just stayed in that moment, or should have stayed in that program, or I should have stayed in that school. My life would probably have been much different. You know, my journey would have been much different than where it is now, you know, and not saying that you totally regret everything, or you regret where you currently are. You just, you know, you just have in that moment where that reflection, and you just like, if things were done just differently, maybe this would have been, maybe that would have been, but you know what, at the end of the day, God knows exactly where you need to be. Right? He knows exactly where you need to be. And he's the one that will and can direct your path if you allow him to do so. Right? So I just wanted to talk quickly on preparation. Yeah, preparation. As I was saying before in the previous episodes about my life that, you know, as a kid growing up and all of that, you know, I was fortunate, you know, to have my mom in my life. Of course, she was my number one, you know, supporter, if you will, so to speak. But my mom didn't have a college education. She graduated with a high school diploma. And when she turned 17, you know, she left her home and came and started her life in the city of Newark, New Jersey. And, you know, that's where she met my dad. You know, and life had flipped dramatically for her since then. And because I know my mom, you know, had other dreams and goals of what she wanted to pursue in life. I don't know if she had the intentions of going to college in Jersey, but I do recall, very vague to memory, but I do recall her saying that she wanted to, you know, study or, you know, look into computers or something to that regard, just trying out different things. Because knowing at the time my mom, 17, 18 years of age, you know, she probably was just trying to figure herself out, you know, wanted to see what she can do, what was in her that, you know, that will you know, make her say, oh yeah, now this is what I want to pursue in my life, you know? So my mom had dreams and goals, but she wasn't quite sure exactly where to go. And her life altered, when she became pregnant with me, and not the way how she had hoped it was going to be. But, she pursued on forward into learning this new position of being a single mom, and, you know, trying to find a way to support both of us, you know. And and she did very well. By the grace of God, she did very well. You know, it was not easy, especially during the late early 70s, in the 70s and all of that, during that time of year, that time period and everything. But by the grace of God, like I said, she did get through it, right? But I know for sure my mom I'm pretty sure if she was alive today, she probably would have said something in regards to if she had the opportunity, she probably would have made better preparations, you know, would have prepared herself better, you know, before she left her home in South Carolina. She probably would have, written down the goals of what she want to achieve. She would have, planned differently, you know what I'm saying? And just take it in God's hand and let God take care of it for her and guide her and direct her to where she should go, you know? I think that's what my mom would have said to me. And likewise, I would say the same thing about myself. If I had that opportunity, yeah, I would take that advantage and start, prepping and planning of what I want to accomplish, what's been in my heart to, to achieve and all those things, right? Because back in the 80s, that was not, like I said, it was not discussed to me and about preparation. You know, the only thing about preparation was like, okay, you need to get ready for college. You know, you need to get prepared for your SATs. You know, that was preparation back in the day for me. But no one really, drilled it in my head, to tell me like, yeah, you know what, you're going to college, and college is basically an introduction to your future. You know what I mean? High school is preparation for college. And when now you're in college, now you need to prepare yourself for your future, because that's what college is going to do, is preparing you for your career, is preparing you for your life, your livelihood, you know. And I guarantee you a lot of my peers probably would agree that that was never, brought to their attention back in the day, that college was all about that life, was preparing you for your future. You know, it's just not just about going to college and, living the college life and socializing and being a part of the Greek world and, and parties and all of that, even though that's part of it, but that's not the main ingredient of it, I just wish that was brought to my attention about preparation. You need to prepare yourself for college. You need to prepare yourself for your life. What is it that you see yourself doing, after college? Do you see yourself as an educator? Do you see yourself as a lawyer? Do you see yourself as a teacher? Well, you need to start prepping now. You need to start getting into the books. You need to start studying. You need to do your research. And before you get to college, and when you in college, you dig a little deeper, and then you start looking towards careers, what careers out there that will support your dreams, support your goals, support your family that you desire to have one day. You know what I mean? These kind of things I wish was brought to my attention. Now, here's the thing too, y'all. It's not just for those who are heading to high school or going to college. This is for everybody, no matter where you are in life. If you're in your 40s, you still got to prepare for your 50s. If you're in your 50s, you got to prepare for your 60s. You know what I'm saying? If you've been praying the Lord to extend your life, you want to exceed, the age of 80, or you want to live to be 100 years of age, God will grant that for you as long as you do your part, you take care of yourself and eat accordingly, exercise, all that good stuff, right? You know, I believe that in my heart that he will grant that prayer for you. And if that's something that you desire, then you need to do your part, as I said, and start preparing for that future, preparing for that season of your life to come, right? So, you know, we can't just put it all in God's hands and in terms of like, okay, God, I want to live 100 years old and you just sit back and let him do everything. No, you got to do your part too, you know? And so, you know, so that preparation just doesn't start when you start college or what have you. It's you need to prepare throughout your whole life. You need to make that your make that a daily thing, make that your a lively, you know, thing to do. You know, start prepping. You need to prep in advance. You need to go ahead. And I think this is something that we do. We tell our kids, if any of us who have children, we tell our kids the same thing. Okay, well, if you want to graduate, if you know this is your goal, then you need to start prepping and planning for college. Meaning you need to start doing some research. You need to start, you know, going to some you know, college tours and, you know, those kind of, you need to talk to some teachers or go at, to our church and they have a program or ministry there. You know, you need to start prepping and planning, you know, on things that you want to do, you know, so when that season comes, you will know you already have everything together, or the majority of stuff together. You will have the finances together. You will have, you know, the educational tools or whatever you need and so forth and so on. Right. So, you know, we may say that word prepare or preparation, but do we apply it to ourselves? For the majority of us, let's keep it real. Do we actually apply it to ourselves? And I'm not saying that we don't, or, you know, I would say that we desire to do so, but again, life be life and it distracts us away from the goals of what we want to achieve. And, you know, we get caught up in our emotions. We get caught up in issues and family issues and stuff like that. It derails, it slows us down. It, you know, and we just don't think about it, because we're in the moment where we are just emotionally spent. You know, we're dealing with some hardships, we're dealing with some, you know, physical situations and stuff like that or whatever, and it kind of just slows us down or just put our preparation, you know, on standstill, right? So I just want to remind you guys that it's never too late to prepare. It's never too late to start. It's never too late to go ahead and lay it down, you know, on a paper and say, Lord, this is my desire of what I would like to fall into in the next 5 years or the next 10 years of my life coming. You know, this is my desire. Oh, Lord, I want to, you know, retire by the time I reach 55, or I want to go to Europe when I turn 60, or I want to be financially stable so I can, you know, travel the world or whatever the case may be. And so what you need to do is start prepping and planning. That means you got to start budgeting. You got to start saving. You got to, you know, come up with different ways to, receive that multiple streams of income, you know, to help you achieve that goal financially, to travel the world, to, you know, go on a vacation of some sort, of, you know, whatever it is, or move or relocate or whatever that, you know, you desire to do in your life. So we need to prepare. We need to start prepping and planning, you know, because when we're walking into our tomorrow is our future. And if our future is empty, you know, then we know why, because we did not prepare in the past. We did not prepare accordingly, right? We cheated ourselves. We always want to put the blame on the economy, on, you know, the government and all these other things or whatever. But at the end of the day, you know, you live in your body. You know, you are walking this journey and you are responsible, you know, for your future. You are responsible for it. Okay. God already has set the plans for our lives. Yes, but it's still a choice for us as to whether we're going to follow the plans that he has for us, or we just going to just totally be buck wild and, you know, just totally be, you know, just be lazy. Don't want to do anything. You know, we just go with the flow and all that stuff, you know, and don't have no type of discipline, you know, or direction, what we want to do with our lives, right? So this is the opportunity to start making these changes, you know, so we can walk into our latter season. We can enjoy that moment, that season of our lives, right? Our latter days will be better than our former days. And honey, it is the truth. It will happen. But, you know, we do got to go through some things. We do have to eliminate some things. We do have to be purged from some things and some people as well, you know, because you don't want those persons to come in into your future like that. You don't want your plans to be derailed or compromised because you decide to keep to carry that person who's been a burden bearer in your life. And I'm not saying they're bad people by any means, but you know, you see that they're still not making any changes in their life. They still, you know, complaining, they're still carrying the toxic mindset and all of those things. You don't need that in your life, especially if you're walking into, you know, into your purpose. You're walking into your harvest. You want your harvest to be fresh. You want it to be clean. You know, you want it to be bountiful, and you don't want to carry somebody in your life that can take that and just mess it up, right? And just rob you, you know, from the opportunity of, you know, of what the harvest has for you, right? So again, take that time and be smart with what you want to pursue in life, and write it down and give it to the Lord in prayer. I'm serious, y'all. He knows our future anyway. He knows exactly where we need to be. But God sometimes pour ideas in our hearts. He put dreams and visions in our hearts, the desires in our hearts, excuse me, for us to accomplish and to participate, to enjoy. So if this is something that's been in your heart or burning in your heart for quite some time, maybe this is something God is nudging you and say, hey, we need to work on this. We need to, you know, address this. I have some plans for you. I have some ideas I want to share with you in secret, you know, and this is the opportunity, you know, for you to just say, okay, yes, Lord, let your will be done. And you start writing down these ideas, these visions of what you want to do in life, or what you want to accomplish in life, who you want to bless, you know, who you want to be of service to. Okay, because it's not just about you, it's about being of service to someone else. You know, God can financially, bless you 100-fold in where you and your family are secured, and you have more than enough that is rolling, is flowing, overflowing in from the basket. Okay. Why not take that overflowing abundance and be of service to someone else that's in need, right? So if that's something that you see yourself doing, then make that happen, you know, and start prepping now. So when that season comes, you don't have to beg for nothing, right? You don't have to scrape. You don't have to get the crumbs. You get the whole loaf. Come on with it, okay? You get the whole loaf, all right? And then it still be some left over. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. So it's not too late to prepare, guys. It's not too late to just go ahead and start, you know, putting those seeds out there now. And it may not be anything huge and big, and that's okay. You can start small. But the main thing is you starting. Just start now, right? And gradually build from there. Gradually add to it from there, right? But what you have now is a great start, where God can put his hands on and he can work with the little. Come on with it. God can take that little and it can expand to a big, big harvest. Come on now. Okay. So if you have a little seed, that little seed, baby, go with it. Have faith in that little seed. And I'm telling you, it is going to blossom into something so, oh my goodness, so amazing. I'm telling you, you won't have enough room for it. Okay. It's just going to be absolutely amazing. So that's what I wanted to share with you today about life preparation. Prepare. Okay. No matter where you are in life, no matter how old you are, it's never too late to prepare for your future. Even though right now things may not look, look well for you. You know, financially you are, you know, not where you would like to be, but that doesn't mean that you have to stay there either. Right. Your bank account is like, it's flatline. It's flatline right now, right? But it doesn't have to stay that way. You know, God can, like I said, God can work a miracle in your life if only you go ahead and plant that seed. Whatever seed you got, God could take that seed and multiply that thing to 100 times over. But you'd have to start that out. Okay, you got to start that out. So again, you have skills, you have the capabilities to, you know, to market yourself, to market your brand, and you could go ahead and you know, distribute it out, you know, via social media. And the platforms we have out here today, it is a marketplace for so many people. You know what I'm saying? Because you support other people's businesses, you know, small businesses and brands and stuff like that. And I know you probably been thinking in the back of your mind, like, wow, I wonder if I can do that. And if you've been thinking that and been saying that to yourself, even out loud, then I truly believe God had planted that in your spirit. And that's a yes, you can do that. And if you have already started something, whether it's writing or creative writing, whether it's, you know, coaching or teaching or whatever that got, whatever you've been doing for a while, and it's authentic and it's original and it's beautiful and it has been a blessing to some people that you shared your gifts to, yeah, that I believe this is your season to go ahead and market yourself, you know, on these platforms. And people will be blessed by what God has poured into your heart, right? And that's how your finances can start to grow from there. You know, whatever you put out there and someone sees it and they pay for it, then you could take that portion of it and put it in your account and just pray over it and just, you know, and watch how God just and makes that thing expands, man. You know, and then that's when you start prepping for the future. That's when you start, you know, God will pour these ideas and these visions in your head and you just go with it. And here's the thing. You probably get afraid because some of these visions would become so big and so vivid in your mind. It will probably get you nervous and probably have you crying a little bit because you start talking it out loud and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening because I'm crying and they're not even happening yet. And this is so huge because it's making me so scared and everything because this is a big thing, a big deal. Yes, because we serve a big God, right? So yeah, if that's something that's going on in your life right now, don't run away from it. Just go ahead and plant the seed on that bad boy, because God will take care of it. He knows exactly how to get that big dream out there. Okay, you do what you can do and God will do the rest. Do what you need to do, do what you can do, and God will take care of the rest, right? You do the possible, he takes care of the impossible. That's how it should be done, right? That's what you should be focusing on. So you just go ahead and start preparing, girl. Start preparing for your future. You don't have to be 22 to do it. You don't have to be 16 or 32. If you 44, if you 52, if you 62, whatever, whoever is listening to the sound of my voice, wherever you are in your life, you can start prepping now for your future to come. Okay? And just trust God that everything is going to work out. And it definitely with God involved is going to be way better than what you have already been imagining. Okay. You know, God know how to answer prayers. And when he answers, honey, oh my goodness, you don't get that answer just that one time. You get a multiple blessings on top of that prayer. You know, you may pray for something and he answers that prayer. But then he said on top of that, I'm going to bless you with this. I'm going to bless you with that. Oh, I'm going to bless you with this one too. I'm going to bless you with that one here. Okay. You know, he just pours and pours and pours into your life, man. And that's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you got to pray in advance and just give him praise and thank him in advance as if it's already here. It's already in your presence. It's already sitting on your lap. It's already on your desk. It's already in your bank account. You just go on ahead and just say, God, I thank you anyhow. Oh, it's going to be amazing because I can see how this is going to serve, bless people all over the world, all over the country, or my neighborhood, in my church, in my family. You just speak that out in existence. Whatever it is, if you just start with that one little seed, whatever that little seed is, whether it's cooking, whether it's writing, whether it's, creating, designing, whatever you have in your house, whatever you have in your craft room, whatever you have in your prayer room, whatever you got, you can take that seed right there and bring it before the altar of the Lord and pray to him about it. Give him praise in advance. Start writing down your dreams and visions of what you want, what you desire from that seed, what you see this seed can multiply, what it can birth out for you, right? It can expand and just say, Lord, this is what I desire. This is huge, Lord, and it's scaring me right now. I'm feeling nervous about it, God. I'm feeling something in my spirit because it's making me teary-eyed, but God, I'm trusting you that you're going to make this thing work out, because I never would have thought of it this way, this far out, you know? But we got to learn how to think big and not get intimidated by the vision of that, okay? Because like I said, if God has already poured it into your heart and it's been in your spirit for quite some time, he's trying to tell you something. He's trying to say, let's go ahead and prep and plan for this vision to come to pass, because it's going to serve so many people and it's also benefiting the kingdom of God as well, right? So yes, y'all, just go ahead and prep and plan. Just go ahead and get started. Go ahead and write the vision, make it plain. Go ahead and take it and run with it, y'all. Do it. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy telling you that you're too old or you're too sick, you know, because I know a lot of people are dealing with some physical, issues, your health has been compromised and all those things, and you've been going through similar issues for quite some time. And yes, I understand, and it will tire you out, it will wear you down, and you may have to take a little breather, and that's okay. But God is your strength. When you are weak, he's your strength. He will strengthen you. He will give you that boost that you need to keep going, even if you have to do it while you're in the bed, even if you have to do it while you're in the wheelchair. It don't matter. You keep going, even if you have to do it for maybe about for 10 minutes versus a whole hour. That's okay. As long as you go ahead and put that, keep watering. Thank you, Lord. Keep watering that seed, meaning that you activate on that thing. You keep going with that thing. And even if you don't get the views, that's okay. Somebody's viewing it. Even though they may be scrolling by, somebody saw it. They may not tap on that screen and look directly and, look in detail for them, but they saw it. You just keep going no matter what. Okay. Because God has the plan of your life in his hands anyway. Okay. Cause he already knows the plans for you, the plans to bless you. Right. Right. Not to hurt or harm you in any form or fashion. Right. So he already has your life in his hands. So you are going to be taken care of. But in the meantime, you just got to learn how to be consistent with it, with that seed that he has already supplied in you, and just go with it. You don't have to, get distracted or get discouraged because you're at the stage of your life where, it's too late. The devil is a liar, man. Don't believe that lie, because I know right now I'm dealing with that and not me personally, me saying that myself. I used to, but nope. But I know someone who's in that stage in their life where they feel that they don't have a voice, and they're at the stage of life where their physical body's breaking down and all of this stuff. I'm like, I thought you were a child of God, because you sound like you're the child of the enemy. Okay. If you're the child of the King, you're supposed to be speaking life. Life is supposed to be in you, because God is life. He's in you. You're supposed to have a whole different testimony, regardless of where things are, how things are in your life right now. You're supposed to be opposite of that. You're supposed to say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? That's what you're supposed to be saying, you know, even though you're in the thick of a hardship, even though you're dealing with some physical issues, even though you're financially broke, you know, have no money at this time. Just keep it real. You ain't got no money. You're straggling by. But by the grace of God, the favor of God, the mercy of God, he's still supplying your needs, right? So these are things that we got to start, you know, pouring in. Those are the seeds that we pour in. God will feed you. He will strengthen you. He will guide you, right? When we feel misguided, God will guide us back on the path that he has already assigned for us to walk in. So you don't allow the enemy to tell you that you are done. Do not allow the enemy to tell you you're too old. Do not allow the enemy to tell you you're weak. Do not allow the enemy to tell you that, you know, you don't have nothing to offer. Do not allow the physical ailments that's going on in your body to tell you that you're dying soon. The devil is a liar, period. If you want to live long and you want to live strong, God said that I will extend your life. This is something that you desire. He will give you long life. He will grant that. It's already given. It's a promise. But we have to change our way of thinking. That's why we have to say, keep saying, Lord, renew my way of thinking. Right? And also add to that, creating me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. That's my daily prayer. That is my daily prayer. That's from David. Right? That's a prayer that we should say automatically, even through the course of our day, because we're dealing with so many different spirits around us, you know, even our own self, because we can mess our own selves up, right? When things don't look right, then that's when that voice comes in and say, girl, you don't need to be doing this. You too old for that. Girl, you might as well just go ahead and sit down. Let that 25-year-old girl go ahead and do what you should have did when you were her age. But now you 55, you 65, you 45. Girl, please go ahead and have fun with your grandbabies. Go ahead and sit in your little recliner chair and watch your movies or something. No, there's too much life in you. There's too much in you. You are a powerful woman of God, and you got to know that. You got to know who you are in Christ. You got to know that God, he lives in you. And like I said, you can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens you. Whatever your desires in your heart is, God will give you the strength to make that thing happen. But you got to make the initiative. You got to go. You got to make it move. You got to prep and plan. You got to go ahead and speak over your life, right? And rebuke the enemy. Rebuke the lies of the enemy that keeps coming. And he's going to keep coming and coming and coming. But you got to keep on pouncing and pouncing and pouncing with the word of God, okay? And keep on saying it and keep on believing it and keep on being focused on the dreams and the goals and the visions, your calling, your purpose that God has for your life. So prepare, my beautiful queens, prepare, my resilient sisters. And I'm telling you, if you do this, your season, your future, your harvest, oh my goodness, girl, it's going to be smooth sailing. It's going to be so amazing, right? Because you took that one seed, you took that one, idea, and you trusted God and you went right along with it. And despite of what's going on in your life, you still continue to persevere. You still continue to feed that seed. You prayed over it, right? You nourish it. You watered it. You spoke life to it, okay? And before you know it, you start to see it sprout. You start to see it expand a little bit. You see how your business is growing. You see you getting customers. You see you getting supporters. You getting referrals, right? You start seeing that happening, man. And when you see that, don't quit. Don't give up. Don't beat yourself down, right? Don't get overwhelmed. You know, the enemy wants to come and start throwing these things in your face, telling you like, oh, you think you could hang? You think you could do this? You think you got this? You know, and then you start believing that lie. Nope. Keep going. Don't quit. Don't cave in. Don't quit. Keep moving. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. I'm telling you. And then it's going to start growing again. And then you're going to get double what you had before. double customers, double referrals, right? And then somebody may want to sponsor in your business, you know, when you go on live, you may go on live and then some people may come across your videos and say, hey, would you mind, showcasing our brand? Here, we give you a whole freebies of stuff that you could go ahead and try out and let people know about our products and stuff or whatever. And you may get some money from that. You know what I'm saying? You see enough of this on social media. You follow a lot of people on social media and you see what they do on YouTube, on Instagram, and they share with you some things that they, there's a brand that's sponsoring their video and they are, sampling their brand, their products, right? And then they have people that are supporting their videos and they're getting paid for it and all of that stuff, right? It can happen for you. It can happen for you if that's something that you want to do, right? But either way, start prepping and planning for your future. Your future is not just about you yourself. It's about your children. It's about your children's children. It's about your spouse. It's about your ministry. It's about other people. You know, this is about service. It's about being a service to others. It's not about you hoarding it all to yourself, but to be a blessing to someone. You want to be a blessing to your children. You want to be a blessing to your grandchildren. You want to be a blessing to, you know, to your community, right? To your church family, you know, and it all started with that one seed. So prepare yourself accordingly, right? And I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. You will be so happy that you did, you know, you'd be so happy. And here's the thing. I know some of you are like, well, I did it before and I kept going back and forth and I messed myself up and I got discouraged and all of those things. Well, guess what? God knew that. There ain't nothing new, but guess what? God has granted you a new day so you can start all over. Come on with it. You can start all over, right? Again, it starts with that one seed. Okay. If you have multiple seeds, then go ahead and start putting them seeds out there. Right. But start, just go ahead and make it fresh, revamp. If you already have a social media platform and you haven't been on there for a while and you have been selling some things, but you haven't really got the desire to create, ask God to pour the ideas of creation into your heart and you could go ahead and start creating again, right? How many people have done that before? Like I said, if you are always on social media, if you are always on those platforms, if you follow people, I guarantee you have heard the testimonies of some of them say, yeah, I've been MIA for a while. You know, I had to take a break. You know, I had to just, revamp. I had to, reconstruct myself or my life or whatever, and it was a few months and now they're back and refreshed, coming with new content, better content, all that stuff. And you supporting them. So likewise, the same thing applies to you too. Okay, make it happen, right? You know, because there's always new faces, there's always new customers, there's always new people that comes around surfacing around the internet, if you will, that come and check out different products and stuff. So you never know when you go ahead and take this big leap of faith and start out, somebody may come across your page or your Etsy shop and they see some things, right? Based on those tags that you put out there and they see your product and they like it, they want it. And they're like, I want to buy this. Girl, get excited and speak it out in existence. Speak it out in advance. I know I've done it before. Right. And this is a ministry to myself. I'm speaking to myself too. Okay. We all got to get back into the flow of it and don't allow life or life issues or yourself to, distract you away from what God is, what God has poured into your heart to do. We are a money making machine. We are wealthy. We are because God has already equipped us to be so. Right? But we got to go ahead and get off our lazy bums and really, kick backside and do what we're supposed to do. And we can do it. We can do it. You can do it. You don't go back in time talking about, oh, when I was 25, you know, I wish I could do it and da da da. Well, we can go back. We can't go back in time. It doesn't work that way. But we can start now. We can start now, whether you're 45, 55, or 65, or even 35. It don't matter. You can start now. So let's prepare today, okay? So that's what I wanted to share with you today, right? I hope you are enjoying this series called Life, and I hope this has been a blessing to you guys, right? Again, we just need to just take that, you know, self-evaluation and just look over our life and see how blessed we really are. You know, not just look at all of the bad choices or the mistakes or those things, but just count your blessings, man. Just count your blessings and just see how rich and just see how wealthy you really are. And it's not always about the dollars. It's just what God has poured into your life. There's a lot of things in your life you did not ask God for. But God saw fit to just pour favor in your life and bless you with so many different things and bless you with the persons in your life as well. So we just need to just be grateful and thankful for God's loving compassion and kindness over our lives. And here's the thing. He said, here, I'm ready to take you higher. That is, if you're ready to go. If you want to go higher, he's ready to take you there. But you got to make that move. You gotta not sit there at the starting line and everybody else passing you and you sitting there with your eyes all swelled up in tears. You're like, nobody pay me no attention. Girl, get up there. Somebody pay you attention if you move. But they ain't gonna be paying you attention if you just looking like a bump on the log. Girl, get up and go. Do something. Right? Do something, right? I hope this bless you guys. Listen, I'm going to close out with a prayer, but I hope this was a blessing to you. And like I said, I will continue on pouring into you and talk about life, because life be life. And yes, it does. But, you know, we can still have a prosperous Zoe life, God's way of living, if we go ahead and do what we are called to do, right? And not get distracted over what's going on in our life, because that's going to continue regardless. But we have the power within us to overcome those things, those issues in life, if we just govern ourselves accordingly and allow God to direct our path, because he has our life in his hands. Amen. So God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you for my resilience family. I pray that all who is listening to the sound of my voice will be blessed and inspired and encouraged to take this nugget and just apply it to their life, and that we will go ahead, Lord, and prepare accordingly, and to write the vision and make it plain, and we take it and we run with it, Lord. We know that you have a powerful plan for our lives, and it's a beautiful plan, not to cause any hurt or harm in any kind of way, but to give us hope, God. And that's what we need right now. You know, have hope. That hope is our seed. That hope is what's going to get us to move and to go and to grow and to advance and to be a blessing to so many people that you will put before us. We just give you praise today, O Lord, and we just thank you for the beginning. We thank you for our latter days, the new season that's coming. And we give you praise, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bye, y'all.